This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This next conversation is going to be brought to you by Taurus USA, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at taurususa.com. Listen, whenever we're talking about a country's sovereignty, we should be prepared to watch that country defend itself any way it can. And if somebody's out there actually doing it, now, you know, if they were actually going out there and conquering and taking land and everything, that's one thing. But I'm talking about Israel now. And this is just because of the way CNN portrays it, okay? Now, the reason I pick on CNN here is because CNN also doesn't think you should be able to own a gun. They don't think you should be able to own an AR-15. They don't think you should be able to defend yourself any way you possibly can or any way you see fit. See my thinking? So CNN is currently on a mission, in addition to being on a mission with gun grabbers and leftists. They're on a mission to help Hamas destroy Israel. They've spent the past month actively assisting Hamas terrorists with media propaganda dissemination as the terrorists continue their attempt to overtake Israel. Now, here's the thing to understand. If a horde of people is coming at you, whether they have weapons or not, if they're coming at you, and if they get their hands on you, if there is a history of them doing really bad things to you, killing you, whatever, then you should defend yourself from that. But that makes them a culprit. CNN, their headlines always point the finger at Israel as a culprit, and they always show the Palestinian terrorists with white lies to bolster them, shower them rather. They are propagandizing art. A story about months of continuous attacks on Israeli border and infrastructure by terrorists and their recruits becomes a story of a nurse killed due to an Israeli overreaction to what CNN describes as largely unarmed protests, whatever, and it's a regurgitation of the Hamas terrorist allegation talking points. So, I'm not a big CNN fan. I don't like that CNN has the monopoly on news at airports. And when they double down, like they recently did, on their deceitful protest terminology when reporting on this alleged nurse, this has never been a protest. This is violence. Protests are not violent. They can turn violent. When they turn violent, they have to be dealt with force. And they praise the terrorists as being largely unarmed. What does that mean? What does largely unarmed mean? They notice that some were armed while others were heavily armed, but they prefer the unarmed protester narrative and they're comfortable with concealing terrorism. So the fallacious, largely unarmed terminology is forced down everybody's throats if you're dumb enough to be watching CNN. So let us be clear, shall we? The Palestinians are heavily armed with grenades and guns and firearms, and they're trying to cause death and destruction. They're trying to kill people. They're trying to kill Israelis. They do not explain why the alleged nurse was killed. Maybe she was standing next to the terrorist with the grenade, or maybe she was next to the terrorist trying to run over Israeli soldiers with his car, or maybe she was next to the terrorist shooting a rifle at Israeli soldiers, or the terrorist hurling a firebomb into Israel. They didn't report on any of that. That would have been nice to have a wee bit of context, but we are in the dark as to the relevant detail of that. And this is the main point, though. I'm just presuming there was a nurse. How do we know if the story about the nurse is true? Last month, they reported that a Palestinian baby was killed by Israel. That was a lie. Guess, oh, wow. That was a lie. The baby was removed from the list of Palestinian dead because the baby died of natural causes unrelated to Israel, or the Great Return March, as they're calling this. Instead of mourning the death of his child like a normal human being, the Palestinian father brought his baby's dead body to the mob attacking the Israeli border and lied to CNN about how the baby died. What does that sound like to you? Does that sound like a gun grabber to you? Nor has CNN reported that Palestinians and Hamas lie about their dead quite often. CNN also continues the false narrative of the intent of the protest. CNN is correctly reporting that these protests are not about Trump, which was another misrepresentation they made last month, but about the Great Return March. But what CNN conveniently leaves out of the Great Return March reporting is that the intention of the march is to walk into Israel and kill Jews and overtake the country. They conveniently, almost always, ignore Palestinian calls for the murder of Israelis and Jews. There's maps out there right now today that shows, put up by Hamas on their Great Return March social media, illustrating where Israeli towns and homes are located and showing paths of how to get there from the border. A peaceful protester named Mohammed told Washington Post that their goal is to get inside and do whatever is possible to kill, throw stones. They also reported that two other men carried large knives and said they wanted to kill Jews on the other side of the fence. Other terrorists were seen on video running around the border screaming, "Kill the Jews." Apparently, the mission of the Palestinian Hamas, the organizer of these protests, is to kill the Jews and overtake Israel. So why does CNN ignore these facts? I would suspect it is because CNN sees terrorism intentions against Israel and Jews as an inconvenient truth, inconsistent with their continuous anti-Israel agenda, so they just chose to leave that part out. This is why they are untrustworthy and not to be believed. If you really want to hurt them, don't watch them. But otherwise, be ready. Be ready for what's coming, because it most certainly will continue on. Unlike anything we've ever seen. Here's a problem for me. I have to read reviews from people that I trust about the CNN coverage, because I don't watch CNN. As a commentator, I guess I'm supposed to, so you don't have to. But I don't. So, therefore, it doesn't happen. And I don't know. Maybe I should. I don't know. But this ignoring what's happening in front of them on camera. On camera. This is not even just a textual report. This is video. This is video. And I've got a question about video when we get back. We're going to talk about video when we get back. Because I'm thinking real serious about video for me. But I'll tell you about that when we get back. But every time they do this, every time they go down this path, they've already got issues with their credibility. They just continue to, keep going with it. Just keep on pushing that credibility further and further and further away. I don't quite understand that. I really don't. I don't get what the whole point of losing your credibility is. Knowingly. Losing it when some of the solutions beckon to you, and you could very easily just at least make an attempt to at least look like you're trying. I don't know, but this is arrogance. Arrogance is something when we don't have to pretend like we even acknowledge you. We just keep on going because we're in charge of the thought process. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh, designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Conversation is going to be brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. A little aside, there was a guy that used to go to Clemson University around here in the upstate of South Carolina. He made one of those catches in the NFL they call one of, you know, the catch. And he passed away today, Dwight Clark of the San Francisco 49ers, 61 years old. ALS. He had Lou Gehrig's disease. So, the catch, which was also the birth of the 49ers dynasty, is run by Joe Montana. I used to watch football then, and to see somebody die that young, I mean, this guy was my contemporary, basically, and see somebody die that young is very disturbing. Indeed. The other day, I bought another car. And this is probably the nicest car I've ever owned that I can, from any memory, you know, any late memory or anything. So I decided to do a few things to safeguard what is going on with that. And I put a forward-facing camera on it, a dash cam. Although now I'm going to probably get a rear-facing camera. And it made me think about something. See, nowadays, we have police officers with body cams on. Now, let me give you the genesis of what made me think this. I was driving up this hill yesterday. And there were some bicyclists on the road in Greenville, South Carolina. There are a lot of bicycle riders, thankfully. I love bicycle riding myself. And a car had decided to swing out so far wide that he was basically in my lane coming at me. And I caught it on video. And when we were about 20 yards apart, I was doing 36 miles an hour, which thankfully was not an excessive amount of speed. I was able to arrest that. He was too. However, that carelessness on his part, that lack of attention, that he was, what he was doing was very dangerous. He was coming up a hill, he's coming around a curve, and he still swung out wide anyway. Let me ask you a question. Because I don't know the answer to this, should we be able to claim self-defense if we decided to take action against one of these individuals that does something like this? What if we're around town, walking around, and somebody is doing something that is so inherently unsafe, which I can't imagine what it might be. Maybe they're running around, riding bikes, something, doing stuff around you, and maybe they might hurt one of your children, they might hurt you. At what point can we say to ourselves, okay, what they're doing is so unsafe and they're not stopping it, you've asked them to stop it and everything else. When can we look at it and say to them, stop it or I'm going to stop it? And if we do that, should we then consider us wearing a body cam? Because the one reason that the police wear body cams is because there's a lot of lies told about them, about what they do, what they aren't, what they have and haven't done. And, that body cam dismisses a whole bunch of those things. And that comes into play as far as their defense. The dash cams are becoming something now that you can use. A lot of motorcycle riders ride with, you know, GoPros on their head or something, filming all around them and everything else. So that helps them if something comes up. And that's the whole reason to have that, because then you don't have to worry about the story, the conflicting stories, because the video will tell the story. So I guess my question is to you, and I mean, you can email me, let me know, bill@lockandloadradio.com, LockandLoadRadio.com. Email that to me and let me know what you think. Should we wear body cams? I don't think it's a bad idea. Myself. Now, I don't know what the process would be or whether or not that would be admissible in court, but everything else is. So why wouldn't that be? But I'm just beginning to think about this now. The dash cam, I'm going to get a rear-facing camera as well, because there's all kinds of crazy stuff that happens in this world today. And that's the part that that backing up of things would be, I think, quite useful to have that additional augmentation to your story, if the video told the story. So that's what I'll be pushing. I'm going to be looking into that. I'm going to see. I got to find somebody legally who can tell me exactly how that would work out as to whether or not that would be something that would be legal. So that will be my next goal. That will be my next thing to undertake. Body cams, video, that kind of thing. What do you think? Good idea, bad idea? I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it hard because I stay out of trouble for the most part, but there's a lot of things that begin to might open up in front of you, like a, I don't know, maybe a mob or something like that. If you had that on video or something, that would tell a story also. This is the part that, you know, makes it seem a little more logical, doesn't it? The part where you get out there and say, well, if I had a mob coming at me on video or somebody messing with me on video or something, well, okay, that could tell the story. And then that would make them understand why I thought I was in imminent danger of bodily harm or death, which is a thing you have to prove in a self-defense situation with a gun, which is why police officers wear them now. Just my thoughts. So I've been dwelling on that ever since the almost head-on collision. I'm not necessarily looking for one myself. Don't want to have any head-on collisions, but I am going to continue to have that heightened state of awareness and everything else and surveil around me with cameras. Just to back myself up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
USA Radio News.
President Trump took to Twitter today to say that he has a right to pardon himself, but suggested that he won't use that power, adding that the special counsel is, quote, unconstitutional. Today on NBC's Today Show, former President Bill Clinton was asked about the Monica Lewinsky scandal in light of the Me Too movement. Now, the president was also asked if he had apologized to Ms. Lewinsky.
You've apologized to her.
I apologize to everybody in the world.
But you didn't apologize to her.
I have not talked to her.
Do you feel like you owe her an apology?
No. But I did say publicly on more than one occasion that I was sorry. That's very different. The apology was public.
And you don't think a private apology owed?
I don't think President Kennedy should have resigned. Do you believe President Johnson should have resigned? Someone should ask you these questions because of the way you formulate the questions.
Today, the Supreme Court ruled that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This next conversation is brought to you by Rock River Arms, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at rockriverarms.com. Houston-based hedge fund manager John Arnold and his wife Laura plan to spend $20 million over the next 5 years to fund gun violence research. To give you an idea, I believe the NRA spent about $21 million in the last political cycle. So they're going to spend that much just in research. The couple's private foundation, the Laura and John Arnold Foundation, will also seek to raise an additional $30 million for a grant they're calling the National Collaborative on Gun Violence Research, bringing the total grant to $50 million, according to Forbes. The reason I find this to be something to talk about is because the CDC has published studies now twice. We keep being told that the CDC should be able to study gun violence, and guess what? They have. despite that, they still want more and more studies, which tells you that what they actually want is they want a quote-unquote study to come out and actually say, we must get rid of guns. That's the study. That's what they want to have. Mrs. Arnold made her and her husband's plans known during a speaking engagement at the Forbes 400 Summit on Philanthropy on Wednesday. And here we go with the numbers. 96 people are killed by guns in the U.S. every day. More people have been killed in schools than in military deployments so far in 2018. Not that hard to, there are no real serious military deployments in combat for the most part, lady. I mean, there are some, but, you know, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. While I was writing my remarks for today, 40 miles away from Houston, another school shooting started. I don't want to live in a country where children worry about whether they will be shot at school. It's a critical time for philanthropy to step in and catalyze the government to act, to cut through the politics with data. So that's the thing. They think if they come in there with data, that they will get out there and then they'll be able to tell the government this is what you need to do. According to Arnold, members of Congress talk about making substantial policy changes relating to guns, but none of it is rooted in evidence. And that's where they come in, because they're going to bring with them the evidence. She explained data will not only allow us to hope for better, but it empowers us to do better. They will establish an advisory board to evaluate research proposals and distribute grants over the next 5 years. The RAND Corporation, a nonpartisan research organization, will be responsible for day-to-day operations. We envision that the majority of the collaborative's funds will go toward producing policy-relevant research and disseminating key findings to a wide variety of audiences. The goal is to inform state and federal gun violence policies and interventions and to increase public safety while protecting individuals' constitutional rights, the National Collaborative on Gun Violence Research Prospectus said. But then all you got to do is just look at their focus. And they publish their focus. It will focus on and ask the following questions. Characteristics of gun violence. They want to know, how are guns purchased? How do changes in ownership occur? How are guns used? What are the differences in fatal and non-fatal gun use? Risk and protective factors. What are the impacts of youth having access to, possessing, and carrying guns? What are the potential risks and benefits of having a gun in the house? What factors increase the probability of gun violence? I didn't realize youths carried guns. Do youths carry guns? I didn't know that. Well, the shooters do. The rampage killers do. Yeah, they do. Gun violence interventions. Can we more effectively prevent violence-prone people from accessing guns? Which, if any, childhood education and prevention programs reduce gun violence in childhood and in later life? Do programs to physically improve high crime areas work to decrease gun violence? The RAND Corporation was chosen because of the organization's deep technical knowledge of gun policy science and its ongoing Gun Policy in America initiative, they said in a press release. Why didn't they choose John Lott? I think that's a question to be asked. According to the RAND Corporation's Gun Policy in America initiative, their goal is to establish a shared set of facts that will improve public discussions and support the development of fair and effective gun policies. So in other words, there's not going to be an answer where there's not going to be more gun law. Is what they're basically saying. We're looking for more gun law. And we're going to, since nobody just does it, we're going to bring a new set of facts, and we're going to do it under a very fancy nomenclature so that everybody will do what we think they should do. The Arnolds have not been players in the gun control arena before. They are familiar with using data to drive policy, however, which means that we need to keep an eye on this. They had a substantial impact on reforming the criminal justice system using their data by backing a public safety assessment tool that used 9 predictive factors to determine whether a person should be released or held before their trial. They backed the PSA tool because they were worried about the number of poor people who were in jail because they couldn't afford to make bail. Okay, well, hey, that's, I guess that's, is that considered philanthropic? Would that be considered philanthropic? I don't know. Now then, the left claims that they are tolerant of you and I. They are. But it's actually right now, if you haven't noticed, it's sort of open season on you if you are, you know, just support the president. If you support the president, it's open season on you. A woman in Washington, D.C. was attacked after stating her support for President Trump. Just attacked for just that. An anti-Trump protester was arrested for attacking a Trump supporter in Manhattan. And a New York City judge ruled that bars can eject Trump supporters. Which, how do they check that? Is there an ID item that I don't know about that is going to be attached to your ID? But don't they claim to be the model of tolerance here in the United States? They talk a big game about that. They talk a big game about a diversity of opinions and political beliefs, but this is political violence, and it is simply unacceptable. Now, when Roseanne made her little remarks that she made, she was jumped on, and that was rightfully so. Yet, Trump also pointed out that when the media or other high-profile personalities use fake news and personal attacks against him, his family, and his supporters, the left remains silent. So why the double standard? When Trump meets with Kim Kardashian, he's mocked. Yet when Obama had a stampede of celebrities see him, it was cool. Almost on cue to highlight the tolerance for intolerance on the left, Samantha Bee leveled her grotesque personal attack against Ivanka Trump. While the mainstream media reported on Bee's insults, her show remains on the air. The left's double standard applies not just to the president and celebrities. It also impacts you. who choose to, if you choose to engage in political discourse, if you express your view, and, you know, innocent people are being fired and attacked and hurt because of it. So, I don't expect the left to agree with us on the right. We don't agree with them. It's perfectly okay not to agree with us, but I do expect some tolerance for a different worldview, even when they find that view offensive. No one deserves to be fired for the views of his or her family members, after all. Guilt by association has no place in the American marketplace of ideas. And not in the workplace either. But the main fact is this. You're going to keep pushing, and normal people are going to start reacting. And that's not something, once you start that, that's not going to be something that you can just stop by saying you're sorry. I know that's what you think. I know you think, well, we can apologize if things get really bad and really intense. But there is a point where you reach that threshold where you've passed that rejectable state. And then you're in it. Then you're in something you're not even going to be able to fathom. You're not going to be able to understand it. And it's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad. It's going to be bad for you. It's going to be bad for everybody around you. Because once it starts, I don't know how it stops. It's something that everybody on my side is resisting as hard as we can. And the stupidity is what we're fighting. Going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have been lied to generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America is in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
You're right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load.
Behind you, another runner is born. Don't look back. You've been there. See the mist.
So, coming out of the UK, a British judge is proposing that all knives in the country have the points filed off. He says you don't really need pointy knives, and they're causing all the knife crime. The parallels to the push to ban guns in the UK are unmistakable. From the telegraph.co.uk, a judge has proposed a nationwide program to file down the points of kitchen knives as a solution to the country's soaring knife crime epidemic. Last week, in his valedictory address, retiring Luton Crown Court Judge Nick Madge spoke of his concern that carrying a knife had become routine in some circles and called on the government to ban the sale of large-pointed kitchen knives. Latest figures show stabbing deaths among teenagers and young adults have reached the highest level for 8 years, and knife crime overall rose 22% in 2017. Well, they're not talking about the 42% rise in gun crime. The past 2 months, he said there have been 77 knife-related incidents in Bedfordshire, including 3 killings. Wow. Amazing what happens when criminals are just, you know, it's not about the criminal, it's about the tool. Isn't it amazing? Does he really believe that these young people defending their honor and their turf as they see it will be deterred from having effective weapons because they need to file a point back onto a knife? See, what is a knife? A knife is a sliver of steel with a sharp edge on it, right? So that means that anything can be a sliver of steel with a sharp edge on it, doesn't it? Doesn't that mean that the characteristic that makes it a knife in the first place is still present? I would say yes. I would say yes, 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 in fact. The other part of it is that, like with guns, the thing about a gun is the barrel. The barrel where the round is coming out is what makes them so very dangerous. And getting out there and talking about the pistol grip or the underlug or, the vertical grip on the front or the stock, none of that is really anything about it. The gun is a gun, period. And it doesn't matter if these things are present or not. As a matter of fact, the thing about a rifle is that everything with a rifle is that it makes them hard to conceal. And they're getting rid of most of those things. Does this judge miss the availability of steel and hard plastic files and belt sanders and brass and bronze and copper and aluminum or even flint and glass? You can make a knife out of glass. It's only going to work one time. But it only has to work one time. According to the theory pushed to ban guns, it was the guns that caused crime. It's hard to believe that anyone in the British government at the time, the early 1920s on through the 1980s, actually believed that to be true. Some might have, but people are exceptionally good at rationalizing their decisions. Research done by Joyce Lee Malcolm in the United States and Chief Inspector Colin Greenwood have shown it was fear of revolt and armed population that drove the legislation, not the extraordinary low crime rate at the time. But the crime rate rose as social cohesion was discredited. Christianity was mocked, and the rise of diversity trumped the British pride in their achievements in history. And this is what happens when you push the notion that crime is caused by an inanimate object. If you buy into the gibberish that there is no human nature. Now, science and Christianity is an attempt to bring peace to human nature based upon faith, set of beliefs. But science and Christianity both understand that there's a human nature. It is violent and selfish. It needs to be tamed. Science would call it our predatory ancestry. Christianity calls it original sin. Results are the same. The default position for humanity is the tribe. The tribe views all outsiders as enemies or resources or both. And the tribe values its warriors because the warriors protect the tribe and define it. And it takes a lot of effort to turn the warrior drive into a positive value for a greater society. It has to be done every generation. Each child is a wild animal that has to be tamed. Isn't that horrible? Attempting to stop crime by eliminating weapons is insanity. Crime is reduced to a minimal level when societies respect their warriors and give them purpose and meaning and a shared responsibility to protect the nation, which can include the weak, the infirm, and the old. And not doing this, it creates a self-correcting backwater. Societies that do not honor their warriors become prey to those who do. And Western society did not become the predominant force in the world by denigrating warriors, but by using them to spread and enforce civilized value. Weapons and conflict are as much a part of mankind's genetic makeup as our speech and thought. When England banned most guns through hyper-regulation, people predicted the knives would be next, and then pointy sticks, then lumber, then rocks. It appears England is at the second stage. Guns have been banned or heavily regulated. That's already done. It's, you know, they can continue to push it. They can continue to enforce it. They won't do anything to alleviate it. And still, crime is up. Crime is up. Knives are being demonized, and the strongest young toughs rule the streets. Before 1920, the Englishmen respected property rights and individual rights. Those rights were supported by the theory of natural law and Christianity. Anyone could purchase a gun privately without registration or regulation. The Englishmen had a right to guns then, and the crime rate was a fraction of what it is today. To sit out there and think that we are somehow advanced, we're not. Our nature has not advanced. It hasn't moved at all. We're still very much wild in a lot of ways. In so many ways today. So, that definitely has to be approached and looked at and, you know, let's do something about that or not. It'll just keep on going the way it is. Coming out of Canada, right now, the myth right now is that the government says expanding background checks from 5 years to the entire lifetime of a firearms license applicant will enhance public safety and keep guns out of hands of mentally ill people. The reality is that people with long histories of mental health issues self-disclose on firearms applications today with the 5-year background check are still issued firearms licenses by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. There was recently a question and answer portion of testimony before the Standing Committee on Public Safety and National Security on May the 24th, and Liberal Member of Parliament Peter Bragascatos stated, don't ask me to say that name again, please, There's been many reports throughout the country that individuals have been able to access firearms and they're mentally ill. They have struggled with these challenges throughout their lives, and they disclose this on their application, and yet they're still given a firearm. So that's very concerning. Thank you, sir. You are correct. But removing the 5-year limit on background checks is not going to stop that, because the time period on the background check is not the issue. The issue is the Royal Canadian Mounted Police did not do their job and deny these license applications. See, here's the thing about laws. When you create laws, if these laws are followed by law enforcement, then it's not the law's fault, and it's not the law enforcement people's fault for, you know, for keeping them up. It's your fault for issuing some bad law. Adrian Clavier, one case referred by Mr. Fragascatos, was a 50-year-old man who killed himself in 2015 with a legally owned and registered handgun. He had a 35-year history of mental illness. He disclosed this on his firearms license application form. His family members reported their concerns as well. The Mounties issued him a firearm license anyway. The family continued to raise alarms with authorities. Those concerns were ignored. They were told because the guns were licensed and properly stored that there had been no complaints. There was nothing the RCMP could do. I'd love to know what the law is in this particular case, though, because if there's some factor out there, I have a hard time just thinking these guys are just out there. All right, well, let's just give them the license there, shall we, eh? I just don't get this. Corey Lewis is the other case referred to Mr. Fragascatos, was shot and killed by a suicide or by a cop when police responded to the latest in a long string of domestic dispute calls at his Okotox, Alberta home. He disclosed his issues on his firearms license application, just like Clavier, and in his case, Lewis's wife was not consulted, nor did police check publicly available court documents. I see the issue here, because everybody's worried, because they're saying, yeah, we got it, and they're still giving them the license, but I just find that interesting to look at. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.